AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump have talked a lot about each other. Tonight, they will talk on the same stage in the first presidential debate. The AP's Mark Smith is live on the campus of Hofstra University in New York.
And in the final countdown to this face-off, both sides have been playing the expectation game. Hillary Clinton's aides point out Trump mauled more than a dozen debate opponents during the GOP primaries and is an experienced TV showman. But Trump's people note if you count her Senate races, Clinton has done more than 40 debates, insisting she'll have the upper hand. Whatever the truth, the viewership expectation is 100 million or more could be tuned in 2 hours from now on what happens to be the 56th anniversary of the historic first Nixon-Kennedy debate. Ed?
That's the AP's Mark Smith live at the presidential debate in New York. Court documents show Arjan Chayton confessed to police he shot and killed five people at a mall in Washington State. Chayton was in court today, and Rick Weirich is the local prosecutor.
We filed five counts of premeditated first-degree murder against the defendant for the tragedy that took place at the Cascade Mall on Friday night.
Chayton's stepfather says the 20-year-old has had mental health issues and they have been trying to work with him. Temperatures have been around 100 in the Los Angeles area today. High pressure responsible for the heat has set off Santa Ana winds, raising the risk of wildfires. There is a wildfire burning in Sonoma County north of San Francisco. The flames are close to a massive geothermal power-producing facility. One of the plants has been evacuated. The government of Colombia and the country's largest rebel movement have signed a historic peace deal. Secretary of State John Kerry is there.
With the signing of a peace agreement, this is an enormous step forward to end the longest running war in this hemisphere, one of the longest in the world.
Wall Street, the Dow finished down 166 points. This is AP Radio News. President Obama was given a ceremonial hat and blanket at the 2016 White House Tribal Nations Conference. The president says progress was made improving the lives of Native Americans.
So I've been proud of what we've been able to do together. We haven't solved every issue. We haven't righted every wrong, but together we've made significant progress in almost every area.
The president mentioned approval of clean energy projects, investments in high-speed internet access, and protection of sacred lands through the designation of national monuments. A survivor of the Bataan Death March has died. Ben Steele was 98. He became interested in art to maintain his sanity as a prisoner of war. It helped him forgive his captors. The Japanese captured his unit in 1942 during World War II. Thousands of soldiers died during the 66-mile march under a scorching tropical sun. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.